The NBC reality show The Apprentice returns tonight for its third season, despite a significant loss in viewers. Donald Trump may be the last person who'd accept outside advice, no matter. Day-to-Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein has a few pointers.
As a businessman, Donald Trump knows to pay attention to the numbers. So here's some sobering statistics for him. Ratings for the second season of The Apprentice dropped 20% from the season before. And when the second season finale aired last month, its audience dropped off 40% from the first finale. And is it any wonder? This past season of The Apprentice was a complete mess. It's as if Trump and his fellow executive producer Mark Burnett forgot everything that made the series so great the first time around. First of all, the product placements are out of control. By now, it's a fact of life that TV shows feature integrated ads. But every episode this past season was offensively blatant. Pepsi, Levi's, and Crest were just a few of the marketers whose products were awkwardly shoved into every competition. Then there was the sloppy editing job. NBC occasionally dubs in comments from Trump in the boardroom scenes that he doesn't actually say in the boardroom. Look, it's one thing to take the real out of reality, but the audio quality differences are so glaring, you'd have to be hearing impaired not to notice. But the show's biggest problem was casting. The first season featured some terrific personalities. Who could forget Omarosa, the villain you loved to hate, right up until she dissolved in tears when Trump fired her? Or the zany Sam, who once curled up on the floor of a corporate conference room to get a little shut-eye in the middle of a competition. The second season seemed promising in the beginning, but then Trump quickly voted out anyone who was half interesting. The finalists were especially boring. There was the beautiful Jennifer, whose best asset seemed to be taking credit for other people's success. She eventually lost out to Kelly, a stiff military vet who did everything by the books. But if The Apprentice is going to reward people for playing it safe, what's the point? Donald Trump is all about being bold and brash. It should stand to reason that people who take risks succeed on The Apprentice, but they rarely do. The new format for the third season bodes well for the show. Contestants are split into two teams, the MBA types and the more street-smart entrepreneurs, who are more like Trump himself. This setup is way overdue. If only someone thought to stack this deck with a few wild cards last season. You see, there are few TV thrills that compare to Trump verbally smacking around the contestants before he's about to fire one. But if The Apprentice can't find its groove again, it may be Trump that deserves the boot.
The third season of The Apprentice debuts tonight on ABC. Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter, and he writes about television for Day to Day.